This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Rescue efforts in Beirut continue today, 2 days after a massive explosion that has killed at least 137 people and injured more than 5,000. A two-week state of emergency has begun. People in Beirut are expressing anger at the government over what they say was negligence that led to Tuesday's huge blast. Meanwhile, mobilizing relief efforts, as is the World Health Organization. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The WHO says it expects to cover up to 1,000 trauma and up to 1,000 surgical interventions following the explosion in Beirut. Supplies airlifted from a humanitarian hub in Dubai will be used to treat burns and wounds caused by broken glass and other debris from the massive blast. Separately, Russian emergency officials say the first Russian plane with medical workers and equipment for a makeshift hospital has left the country and is heading for Lebanon. Four more flights will follow in the next 24 hours with more rescuers and medical workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Facebook and Twitter have taken action against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign for a video post in which he contends children are almost immune to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Soon after, the account was reactivated, suggesting the video had been taken down. India has recorded the biggest single day of fatalities in the past 24 hours, as fresh coronavirus infections surge to reach nearly 2 million. India has recorded 20,000 deaths in the past 30 days. For more on the coronavirus, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top infectious disease in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the country might not have to go back into lockdown to fight the coronavirus.
We can do much better, and we can do much better without locking down. And I think that strange binary approach, that either you lock down or you let it all fly, there's some place in the middle.
Speaking at an event sponsored by Harvard University, Fauci says if people don't take the virus seriously, the country will continue to have outbreak pockets of deaths. In other news, President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden are searching for places to safely accept their party's presidential nominations as the spread of the coronavirus adds fresh uncertainty to the campaign for the White House. AP Sagar Magani reports President Trump says he's considering giving his acceptance speech from the White House.
Presidents have historically treated the White House as a politics-free zone, but President Trump tells Fox and Friends he's thinking of using it as a backdrop for his Republican convention acceptance speech in 3 weeks.
The easiest, least expensive, and I think very beautiful. Live from the White House.
Yep. That would be an unprecedented use of public property for partisan political purposes.
I think it's a beautiful setting.
The president had planned to deliver the speech in Florida after the convention was shifted there from North Carolina, but he's now canceled the Jacksonville parts of the convention amid a virus surge in Florida, which limits his speech options. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The aging survivors of the world's first atomic bombing gathered in Hiroshima, Japan today to observe the 75th anniversary of the attack. The small crowd at Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park stood for a moment of silence at 8:15 a.m., the exact moment the atomic bomb was dropped, killing 140,000 people. The bombing of Hiroshima was followed 3 days later by a second U.S. atomic bombing on the city of Nagasaki. The second bombing prompted Japan to surrender unconditionally to Allied forces on August 15th, bringing an end to World War II. A comprehensive new study finds that plant-eating herbivores are the animals most at risk of extinction. About one in four species of herbivores are considered threatened, endangered, or vulnerable by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, the world scientific authority on extinction risk. For more information, please use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.